Our top story, South Korea has called on the United States to lower the threshold for talks with North Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in made the comment during a meeting with Chinese Vice Premier in Seoul. Moon also urged Pyongyang to show willingness for denuclearization. The South Korean president emphasized that constructive talks be held between the U.S. and the North as quickly as possible. Pyongyang has agreed to take steps to improve relations with Washington as inter-Korean talks develop. The White House, however, insists on its hostile approach against North Korea despite Pyongyang's overture.
We're going to continue a campaign of maximum pressure. The latest sanctions are the strongest that we have had on North Korea. We're going to continue in that form. And hopefully we'll see a change on behalf of the North Koreans to start to denuclearize the peninsula. That's what our focus is. But other than that, we don't have any further announcements on what specific actions that would look like.
Sanders added that the U.S. president will not repeat the past administration's flawed, soft, and weak policy. The White House spokeswoman said Donald Trump is committed to achieving a complete, verifiable, and irreversible abandonment of North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Sanders underlined that denuclearization must be the outcome of any dialogue with Pyongyang. The U.S. president has vowed to take the U.S. pressure campaign to phase two of sanctions against the North. Won't work. Trump has described the next phase as very rough and very unfortunate for the world. Well, joining us now is our correspondent Jennifer Chang, who's with us from Seoul. Jennifer, the recent comments coming from South Korean President Moon Jae-in may not be what the United States wants to hear, but it is a step in the right direction for easing tensions on the Korean Peninsula, isn't it?
Well, definitely many people believe that military conflict, the military option which the Trump administration claims it is keeping on the table as a last resort to get North Korea to denuclearize, is not an acceptable option, just because there are so many people that would die immediately after a war would break out here on the Korean Peninsula. The North Koreans are expected to fire thousands and thousands of artillery here at the South Korean capital. In the Seoul metropolitan region alone, we have half the population of South Korea living, or over 20,000 people. They would all be within close range of the artillery. And because of this, there is a great reluctance within the Trump administration to resort to the military conflict. They are leaning towards diplomacy and towards sanctions. Now, they do not want to talk to North Korea unless North Korea is serious about denuclearizing, but they are willing to listen to what North Korea has to say if they think the North is leaning towards denuclearizing. And that is a step in the right direction. Now, the South Korean government here, the South Korean president Moon Jae-in, is very eager to get the US and North Korea to talk to each other. He urged them once again to talk today, saying the US needs to lower its threshold for having talks with North Korea, and North Korea needs to be more willing to denuclearize. But just because the South Korean president wants that does not mean that the U.S. and North Korea want that. And the North Koreans have said that they are not willing to denuclearize, that they need their nuclear weapons against a U.S. invasion of the North. And the U.S. says that it is going to do whatever is necessary, including using military force, to get the North to give up its nuclear bombs. So South Korea is not going to be in the driver's seat, necessarily. The South Korean president, Moon Jae-in, would like to be in the driver's seat, guiding the U.S. and North Korea, but he may not necessarily get his way.
All right, thank you very much, Jennifer Chang, Press TV's correspondent, joining us from Seoul.